ahead of this top weekend for television, we've got The Voice, the final of Dancing on Ice. Think, Chico. Yes, and Britain's Got Talent. Now, ahead of all of that, Damon Scott, because Damon Scott was back in 2007. He came in as the runner-up against Paul Potts. Do you want to sum yourself up so they know who you are?
I was the guy, the first actual contestant to get through past the judges on the first ever series of Britain's Got Talent. I'm quite known as the Monkey Man because I came on stage with a monkey puppet that did a comedy sketch to Michael Jackson's Earth song.
That is right. Now I so remember. And he was called Bubbles, wasn't he?
He was indeed, yeah.
How did you come up with that name?
Well, funnily enough, Michael Jackson's pet monkey.
Well, you just love Michael Jackson, obviously.
People think I'm a huge, huge, you know, massive diehard fan. I am a fan, but, you know, not to the extent that most people sort of think. But obviously, you know, the track worked. I had a monkey. Obviously, he had a monkey. I had to call it Bubbles because it danced the Michael Jackson track.
Well, so. I just like to ask you, this is a very big question, I think, on the end of everyone's tongue. I mean, we've all thought, yeah, should we go for Britain's Got Talent? And then think, nah, we're not going to do it. When you originally thought, right, yeah, I'm going to audition for that show, what were you thinking? Did you think you were good enough? Did you think that what you had, you could deliver and make the audience laugh and smile?
Do you know what? It all stemmed from X Factor, because I auditioned for X Factor a couple of times because I'm a singer by trade. That's what I was beforehand. But on the final of the year that Leona Lewis won X Factor, as soon as the credits came up, there was a short piece where Simon Cowell said, I'm now opening my competition to any age, any act. If you're funny, comedy, singing, anything, we want to hear from you. My phone literally went off the hook from all my friends going, Damien, you've got to go. This show is made for you. You've got to go on with your puppets and do that.
And what were you doing before?
Happened, really.
What were you doing before that your friends knew? Were you singing and doing ventriloquism? Were you a ventriloquist?
Yeah,
what were you doing?
Well, I mean, for literally 8 years, a full-time job before I did Britain's Got Talent, I was actually going out doing the club circuit, the comedy circuit, the
as
wedding.
A ventriloquist or
yeah,
as a singer?
As a one-man cabaret. I used to go out and do singing spots, comedy spots, bit of disco, karaoke, you know, whatever. I was a bit of a one-man kind of band, if you like.
And what was it like getting through? So you got through to the semi-final, Paul Potts won, we all remember that.
Yeah.
What was it like? What did it feel like?
Do you know, the weird thing is, as a member of the public that watches these shows, and they go on about, oh, you don't want it, feels like it's a roller coaster. When you actually experience it, you cannot put it into words, because it feels like, for a moment, you're in your TV set. You stood there on a stage in front of 3,500 people, with Simon Cowell right in front of you, with a spotlight on you, and it is the most... I mean, it really is like an out-of-body experience. You can't explain it. You've got to experience that.
I'll tell you what, I can imagine. And is there any gossip? What's Simon Cowell like? Go on, tell us.
Well, I always say to people when they say, because that's always the first question, what's Simon Cowell like? I say there's three differences. He's a lot shorter, he's a lot nicer, and he's a lot camper. But no, he's a lovely guy. I mean, at the end of the day, he's like the pantomime villain, isn't he? I mean, when the camera goes red and it's recorded, he is like that. But backstage, you know, he's a good mentor. He gives good advice, and you know, he's a lovely. He is a nice guy.
Talking about camp, what do you think about the panel now for starting tomorrow with David Walliams?
Do you know what? I think Simon has a death wish. Why he employed? I mean, I love David Walliams, but to have David Walliams on the panel with Simon is just going to cause havoc. Apparently, I've heard from a few people that work within talent. There's been quite a lot of remarks with Walliams sort of flirting with Simon, and I think a lot of it's come out of the edit, but I hope they've put some in because it is just going to be hysterical.
Oh, go on, any other gossip? Come on, feed us.
Gossip? I know that one of the contestants, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, there is one contestant that they're saying already they think could be the outright winner of this competition.
Already?
Already, apparently, because obviously they go through the process and, you know, all the researchers and producers have seen all the acts, but they're saying that there's a guy quite a large guy that comes on stage, bit kind of similar to Paul Potts. You don't imagine the voice to come out of the person when they're being interviewed, but apparently he absolutely blew the place apart.
What, like a Susan Boyle blew them away?
Do you know what they're saying? That they're saying he's almost like a male Susan Boyle. He doesn't look like your typical pop star. He doesn't come across as your typical pop star, but apparently when he opens his mouth, he absolutely blew the place apart, and they reckon he is definitely a front runner. So anyone want to put a bet on now?
Well, can I just tell you really quickly, also, I've had a couple of emails come in. Dan in Slough asked what you're up to now.
Loads. It's weird. When you do a show in sort of UK, especially Simon Cowell show, it kind of, the media tends to go abroad, hence why a lot of the winners, you know, these shows and second places end up sort of going, you know, over to the east. I do everywhere. I mean, I'm travelling all around the world at the moment. I do quite a lot of TV shows abroad. I've just come back from doing the National Lottery in Holland. I just... done Russia Before Christmas, a TV show over there. I do a lot of game shows, chat shows. Got a TV show in France coming up, TV show in Germany coming up.
Oh, how exciting.
I mean, and Bahrain also performing in front of the royal family. So it's going to be weird.
Sorry, did you just say you're performing in front of the royal family?
Do you know what? Yeah, apparently it's in Bahrain, they have a similar sort of show to the Royal Variety Show. But it's apparently huge. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of royals over.
Oh, sorry, I thought you meant in England. I thought the Queen.
No. Do you know what? That is the gig I want. That's why I applied for the show. I've always wanted to do the Royal Variety.
Well, this is your time. You need to say it now. Come on, what do you want to say? I'd like to perform in front of the Royal, you know, the Royal family. How fabulous. Quick question as well. Debbie Milan in Raysbury has asked, how do you learn to be a ventriloquist? Is there a school?
What you saw on the show with, like, the bubble skit wasn't a vent skit. I did train as a ventriloquist, but I always thought to myself, if you're like something that's already out there being labelled, you are kind of falling into a category. So I tried to sort of, as I said on the TV show, I'm the only person in the world that does what I do, because as far as I know, I am. Because I'm always thinking, if you're getting veered to an idea because you've seen it or it's similar to something else, pull yourself away and go unique. Because that way, obviously, then you'll be the only person that's doing it. And that's why I think I was quite successful in the competition and ended up coming second because of that reason.
Well, I thought you were fabulous. I thought you looked great as well. Really fabulous. Really fabulous. Well, listen, Damon Scott, thanks for chatting. Good luck with everything.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're listening to Time 106.6. Damon, will you introduce this wonderful song for me?
I will. This is Coldplay, Paradise.
Thank you, Damon. Good luck with everything.
Cheers. Thank you. Cheers. Bye-bye.